British newspapers today are enthusiastic about the results of the week-long air attacks on Germany. For a direct report and an interview with another of our fighting men, Admiral Radio takes you to CBS London, Larry Lesser reporting.
This has been the greatest week in the history of air warfare. Virtually every important German aircraft factory has been heavily damaged in round-the-clock bombardments by the American Air Force and the RAF. There are those who believe that this past week may have been the decisive week of the air war in the West. In the studio tonight is Lieutenant Ralph N. Phillips of Kansas City, Kansas, who trained at Mather Field, California. As a navigator of a Marauder of the 9th Air Force, he's probably made more bombing trips over the enemy coast than any other American. And the most unusual thing about Lieutenant Phillips' career is that he never even got a scratch. He's just been lucky. Lieutenant Phillips, I think you're the first American to make 50 bombing missions over the enemy coast in a Marauder. Have you ever set foot in Europe yourself?
No, I haven't, Larry. I guess I could hardly draw a map of France before I came over here 8 months ago. But now I know pretty nearly every little village in France and the Low Countries as well as I know Kansas.
Yeah, I noticed you rattle off the names of those little French villages as though you were a native. What does it look like from your seat in a Marauder, Ralph?
Well, I don't think we've ever come low enough to see people walking around, Larry. As a matter of fact, we understand there are no Frenchmen within 15 miles of the coast. They've all been moved out by the Germans. It seems to be pretty deserted. You don't see any smoke coming from the chimneys, and only once in a while you sight a train.
Lieutenant Phillips, how about those special installations you've been bombing? The Prime Minister has said that he believes the Germans have rockets or robot airplanes on the other side. What do they look like?
Well, we're up pretty high, Larry. And these targets are so small that they're very hard to identify. The Germans have camouflaged them very well, putting them near the edge of a wood or village so that they blend in with the rest of the landscape. You've got to watch out for signs of new construction. Little concrete houses in a kind of long concrete runway from which, I suppose, they intend to launch the rockets or whatever they are. We've had pretty good results hitting them, especially where we bombed them before. There are lots of places in France now where you can see plenty of craters, and some spots look like no man's land.
Lieutenant Phillips, what would you say the difference was between your first missions over France 8 months ago and the present time?
Well, in the first place, we have about twice the number of marauders now as when we started. We have found the right altitude to bomb from, and 8 months of experience have made our pilots very confident. Our formations are so good now that the German fighters rarely tackle us, especially if we've got Spitfires along. The marauders have moved the enemy's front line back about 50 miles in 8 months. We've made them evacuate their airfields on the coast, but in return, they've moved in more flak against us. All this special training we've had on the rocket targets has made our bombardiers so sure of themselves that when the invasion begins, we'll be ready to give our troops the closest possible support. 8 months' experience over the French coast has made the B-26 Marauders ready for anything.
Well, thank you very much, Lieutenant Phillips. You've just heard the first American to complete 50 bombing missions over Europe. We return you to New York.